Welcome back to another episode of Accountiad, the podcast where we discuss all things related to personal finance. I'm your host, Sophia, and in today's episode, we will be diving into the topic of negative balances on credit cards. What does it mean, and more importantly, how can we fix it? So let's get started. To begin, let's address the first question on everyone's mind. What exactly does a negative balance on a credit card mean? A negative balance occurs when the amount of credit or payments applied to your credit card exceeds the outstanding balance. In simpler terms, it means you have paid more towards your credit card debt than you currently owe. While this may sound like a good thing, it can be a bit confusing.
That's right, Sophia. When you have a negative balance, it typically means you have overpaid your credit card bill. This can happen if you made a payment that was larger than the balance owed or if you received a refund or credit from a merchant.
Absolutely. And it's essential to understand that a negative balance doesn't mean you have extra money to spend. You can't withdraw that negative balance or treat it as cash. Instead, it can be utilized to offset future purchases or reduce your upcoming bills when you make new charges.
Correct. The negative balance is usually held by the credit card issuer and can stay on your account until you use it up through future purchases. Some card issuers may also allow you to request a refund for the negative amount, but this varies from one company.
That's an important point to keep in mind. Now, let's discuss how to fix a negative balance on your credit card. The first step is to review your credit card statements and transaction history carefully. Make sure there are no errors or discrepancies that could have caused the negative balance.
Absolutely, Sophia. If you notice any discrepancies, such as double payments or missing credits, it's crucial to contact your credit card issuer immediately. They will be able to investigate the issue and rectify any errors in your favor.
Excellent advice. Secondly, if you have a negative balance due to a refund or credit, consider whether you want to leave the negative balance to offset future purchases, or if you would prefer to request a refund. Remember, not all credit card issuers allow refunds for negative balances, so it's crucial to check their policies.
That's right, Sophia. If you decide to use the negative balance to offset future purchases, simply continue using your credit card as you normally would, and the balance will gradually decrease. However, if you opt for a refund, reach out to your credit card issuer and inquire about their process. They will guide you through the necessary steps to receive the refund.
Lastly, if you find yourself consistently having a negative balance, it may be a result of inconsistent budgeting or overspending. It's important to assess your spending habits and create a budget to manage your finances effectively. Remember to spend within your means and prioritize paying off any outstanding debts to maintain a positive credit card balance.
Absolutely, Sophia. Regularly reviewing your budget and expenses will help you stay on track and avoid getting into a negative balance situation. It's also beneficial to set up automated reminders or notifications for credit card payments to ensure you never miss a due date.
Great advice. And that concludes today's episode on negative balances on credit cards. We hope you found this information helpful and informative. Remember, a negative balance on a credit card doesn't mean you have extra spending money, but rather an opportunity to offset future purchases or request a refund if allowed by your credit card issuer.
Thank you for having me, Sophia. It was a pleasure discussing this important topic with you.
Likewise, Alina. Thank you for sharing your expertise. And to all our listeners, thank you for tuning in to Financial Insights. Make sure to follow us for more episodes on personal finance topics. Until next time, take care and